I want to talk a bit about DIY because, you know, the smaller cameras these days, the compact cameras, even many of the mirrorless cameras have built-in kind of macro capabilities where you get to shoot things, close-ups of small things. And a lot of people are looking into that. Even you remember last week we talked about pimping your lens, like how can you make your DSLR lenses into a macro lens?
Right.
Now, a lot of people want to do this, but you know, often you run into the problem of the light being bad. Now let's do this hypothetical situation: you take a picture of a plant in your garden. There's a little flower growing in the grass or something, and this works for other small things too. And then there's harsh sunlight, and harsh sunlight is not a nice light. You know, it makes it tough for your camera to get a good picture because you might have blown out highlights or underexposed shadows and things. So soft light is better. Now, do you know? Light, making light soft means increasing the surface of the light. So making it a bigger light source pretty much. And there are several ways to do that. The one is like shooting in the shade, which is kind of hard to take that little flower and put it in the shade because that'll kill it. You can block the direct sun with something like yourself, for example. If something small, you could stand between it and the sun and get a bright, a bigger light source this way.
But don't you get your outline then, your shadow on the picture?
Well, if it's a macro thing, you will probably be well within that range.
Yeah.
You could rip the plant out and take it inside in a room.
Don't do that!
You don't want to do this.
You'll be the last person to take a picture of it.
You could create a DIY diffuser, which is something that you would hold between the sun and the plant, like a piece of tissue paper, for example.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Well, problem is you don't have enough hands. You need an assistant for that. That's not really going to work. What you really want is what many photographers use in this situation, a light tent. It's often used in product photography. It's an enclosure where you put something inside that diffuses the light. And for a macro, you need a very small light tent. And go to tfttf.com/macrolight. That's a shortcut that will get you to a website that has a wonderful, beautiful, simple-to-do DIY solution for a small light tent for macro photography. All you need is a white plastic cup, a pair of scissors, and a bit of gaffer's tape. So how this works is you cut off the bottom of that plastic cup. And I mean, there are different sizes of plastic cups. You could use a bigger one, smaller one. Try it out, which one works. And then attach some of the gaffer's tape to the back, not to tape it to your lens, but to create the opening the right size that you can just stick it in the front of your lens. And now all you want to do is take this over the plant that you want to take a picture of or the small thing you want to take a picture of. And then you can shine on light onto that from the outside, and it will diffuse it, it will bounce it around inside, and all of a sudden you get this beautiful diffused light.
How fun.
And it's really just a 5-minute project, you know, and having that with you, or just doing it in a pinch, just looking around, where can I find a cup, where can I find a pair of scissors, is going to make your macro photos and the bright sunlight much, much nicer.
Much nicer.
And it helps you take the distance too. We have to credit Peter Pixel, who
Joseph Linashki.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a great series on lynda.com, which is a sponsor, by the way, and those do-it-yourself photo series. It's so cool. He does a lot of this stuff. Last one, he was in a textile store looking for bolts of fabric to use as backdrops for photography. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just so many things. With this kind of thing, you could probably buy something like that from an expensive manufacturer in a specialized photo store. But, you know, very often you will find these simple household items that will completely replace it. And the truth is, a lot of professional photographers use these kind of things too.
Yeah, don't feel like you're kind of being an amateur when you do this.